Keep up to date with the past on the 100 Years Ago Show with Mark Stein.
Shootouts in castles and coal mines, a woman in radio, and a swami in California. It's July 1922.
100 years from today.
Your world news update. The messy aftermath of the Great War continues. Berlin has formally announced its acceptance of an Allied proposal to give the war's victors near total control of German finances. Under the plan, Allied governments will supervise almost all the Weimar Republic's financial departments. On June the 24th, as we reported, the German Foreign Minister Walter Rathenau was assassinated in Berlin. A long month later, his killers were cornered by police at their hideout in Salek Castle near Bad Kursen, following a tip by two tourists who had noticed a light on in the supposedly empty castle. Two policemen arrived and one of them fired, apparently randomly, at a window, striking retired naval officer Erwin Kern in the head. His accomplice, mechanical engineer Hermann Fischer, then committed suicide. In response to the assassination of Herr Rathenau, the Reichstag has enacted the Republikschutzgesetz, the Republic Defense Act. It outlaws the group to which his killers belonged, organization Consul, and makes other members subject to arrest. The defense of the German Republic will not include its colonial possessions. Berlin's African Empire has now been formally transferred to the French and British by the League of Nations as so-called Class B mandates, requiring a higher level of control by the mandatory power than Class A mandates in the Levant, for example. Nevertheless, German Cameroon is now divided into the French and British Cameroons. German Togoland is likewise split into French Togoland and British Togoland. And German East Africa is carved up into British Tanganyika and the new Belgian Mandate of Rwanda-Urundi. The League of Nations has also belatedly caught up with the facts on the ground and formally approved the present establishment of a French mandate over Syria and the Lebanon and a British mandate over Palestine. Italy's Prime Minister Luigi Facta and his cabinet have resigned after losing a resolution of no confidence in the Chamber of Deputies, 288-103. Signor Facta is said to be trying to form a new government. General Pasha was the Ottoman Empire's Navy Minister for the entirety of the late war, but his bloody treatment of both Arabs and Armenians had made him an unwanted figure in today's Turkey. He had been working as an advisor to the Afghan king, charged with modernizing the Royal Afghan Army, and had traveled to Tiflis, the capital of Georgia, for talks with the Bolsheviks on matters of mutual interest. He has been shot dead there by three members of the Armenian Revolutionary Federation. Cemal Pasha was 50.
Where we stop to rest our tired caravan. Her and the world began.
The Indian princely state of Bor has a new ruler, Raghunath Rao Shankarao Gandakar, who has been crowned in the architecturally distinctive palace of Bor Rajwada. Prior to succeeding his father, the young Raja was a law student and enjoys the favour of the British authorities. Having received both the Edward VII and George V coronation medals and two Delhi Durbar medals.
He sighs and whispers oogie oogie wah wah, oogie oogie wah wah. She sighs and answers oogie oogie wah wah too. Now don't that sound absurd? Just a crazy word. I don't mean much to you, I know, but it means an awful lot to an Eskimo. And oh boy, they love that oogie oogie wah wah, oogie oogie wah wah. That makes a person curious to know. But you'll get fooled just the way I want, 'cause the word don't mean what you think it does. Oogie oogie wah wah means I want a mama to an Eskimo.
Does oogie oogie wah wah really mean I want a mama to an Eskimo? Well, we could ask the chaps who drafted in both English and various Eskimo and Indian tongues Treaty 11, designed to be the final treaty between His Majesty the King and Canada's various native tribes in the Northwest Territories. It had been delayed by the death of the Treaty Commissioner, Henry Conroy, in April, but Thomas Harris, the Indian agent at Fort Simpson, stepped into the breach and was there to sign on behalf of the British Crown at Fort Liard. With 5 months to go before Southern Ireland becomes the Irish Free State, the Cork is well and truly out and civil war is underway. The city of Limerick fell to the anti-Free State Irish Republican Army, but it has now been retaken by the Irish Free State Army, with casualties numbering about 20. Meanwhile, the IRA still hold Waterford, City of Beautiful Crystal, although the Free Staters have begun bombarding it with artillery shells, which can't be good for the Crystal. Across the Irish Sea, life continues unperturbed by events on John Bull's other island at St. Margaret's Westminster. In the society wedding of the year, Lord Louis Mountbatten, son of the late Marquess of Milford Haven, has married Miss Edwina Ashley, favourite granddaughter and heiress of the late Sir Ernest Castle, one of the richest and most powerful men in all Europe. In the United States, the mining wars are intensifying. In the early hours of the morning at Cliftonville, West Virginia, the Richland Mining Company's non-union tipple was attacked in a dawn raid and a ferocious gun battle ensued. 7 men are dead, including the sheriff of Brook County, H.H. Duval, who was shot 7 times while trying to repulse the attack. Snipers in the surrounding woods have made tracking his killers difficult.
Running wild, lost control. Running wild, mighty bold. Feeling gay, reckless too. Carefree mind, all the time, never blue.
There are running wild in the state penitentiary of New Mexico, where the inmates have risen up to protest prison overcrowding, poor food, and excessive force by the warden and his men. When the prisoners ignored an order to return to their cells, the guards opened fire, wounding six, one of them fatally. There were calls for an investigation into the prison regime.
Love her by radio. You will find
You can now love her by radio in Kentucky, whose first station began broadcasting with the announcement, "This is WHAS." The radio telephone broadcasting station of the Courier Journal and the Louisville Times in Louisville, Kentucky. The studio is perched atop the newspaper offices in the fireproof storage company building at the corner of 3rd and Liberty Streets, and its founder, Robert Worth Bingham, has put together some very high-minded programming, envisioning a station that reaches, quote, the farthest confines of the state, where a man can string an aerial from his cabin to the nearest pine tree, and setting before the fire, have a pew in church, a seat at the opera, or a desk at the university. You can also love her by radio in Delaware, the 46th of the 48 states to get a licensed radio station, WHAV in Wilmington.
But first of all, make up your mind, your hearts are both in tune when you're loved her by the radio phone.
And you can love her by radio to the first radio station to be owned and operated by a woman, Marie Zimmerman, the station manager of WIAE in Vinton, Iowa. In business news, is there oil yet to be found in places we haven't looked? The founders of the new British Malayan Petroleum Company think so, and are confident they'll find it soon. The Darmstadt Bank of Trade and Industry and the National Bank have merged to create the Danat Bank. It is one of the largest banks in Germany and has opened many new branches during these recent inflationary years. Business not going so well for Zazu Pitts, the film comedian and star of the recent picture sensation Is Matrimony a Failure, as well as such other classics as A Lady's Name and Men, Women and Money. They should certainly have made this particular woman plenty of money, but alas, Miss Pitts has filed for bankruptcy, claiming debts of $2,830.90 and assets of only $200 worth of star-type gowns. In sports news, Harry Fraze's Boston Red Sox have made a controversial trade. Joe Duggan and Elmer Smith have gone to the New York Yankees in exchange for $50,000 in cash and an assortment of entirely mediocre players, prompting familiar complaints around baseball's gossip circuit that Mr. Fraze is yet again selling off his top talent in order to line his own pockets. The Belgian cyclist Firmin Lambot has won the Tour de France somewhat unexpectedly and to the annoyance of French cycling fans. At 36, he is the oldest winner and the first to take the prize without winning a single individual stage of the race. On the subject of cycling, how about a bicycling association built for two, for cyclists from both Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland? Even as many bodies in Ireland are dividing in two to reflect the new political realities, sport Scots are headed in the opposite direction. The Irish Amateur Athletic Association and the Gaelic Athletic Association have merged to create a single body governing all amateur sports on the whole island, the National Athletic and Cycling Association of Ireland. Australia has a brand new national newspaper devoted entirely to sports, the Sporting Globe. As one paper arises, another dies. After 96 years, the Manchester Weekly Times in England has published its last issue. Charles Ransom Miller was made editor of the New York Times at the age of 34 in 1883 and stayed in the job for four decades. As the driving force in the syndicate that purchased the Times, he subsequently presided over the sale of the paper to Adolf Ox, but remained as editor-in-chief. He caught a chill while duck hunting in South Carolina and died at his home on Park Avenue, still in harness after 47 years with the Times. Mr. Miller was 73. Do you understand Markovian particles, the Markov partition, the Markov blanket, the Markov additive process, and the maximum entropy Markov model? They and many other things are named for the Russian mathematician Andrei Markov. He is dead at 66. The Reverend John Goucher was a Methodist pastor and missionary and founder of the Women's College of Baltimore City, now renamed in his honor, Goucher College. Despite ill health, he continued his missionary work as recently as last year in China. Mr. Goucher is dead at 77. As we send our missionaries to the east, so they send theirs to us. Swami Turiyananda, the Indian mystic, found many takers in America for Vedanta, one of the six schools of Hindu philosophy, and established the Shanti Ashrama spiritual retreat in California. The Swami is dead at 59. Sarah Jeanette Duncan was a young lady from Brantford, Ontario, who after a spell as columnist for the Toronto Globe and the Washington Post, married an Anglo-Indian civil servant who proposed to her at the Taj Mahal. And she reinvented herself as Mrs. Everard Coates, a prolific and successful novelist of Tales of the Raj. Mrs. Coates is dead at 60. Takamine Yokishi was born in Japan and learned English from a Dutch family in Nagasaki. So even though he spent decades in America, he always spoke English with a Dutch accent. Don't laugh, he was a phenomenally successful chemist and equally skilled at business. So the deals he struck with the biggest U.S. pharmaceuticals company, Parke Davis, made him a millionaire many times over. In 1901, he became the first man to isolate and purify a glandular hormone when he extracted from animals what we now know as the lifesaver, adrenaline. Mr. Takamine is dead at 67. We have surely all heard the Souvenir de Bovio, composed by Eduardo Zarrega and made famous by his Spanish troubadours. Señor Zarrega came from Madrid. Oh, no, wait, he was born Edgar Hill in Columbus, Indiana. But when he and his young wife moved to London, nobody asked too many questions of the Spanish sensation, including about his purported birthplace of Madrid. Señora Zarrega eventually returned to America, checked into the Colonnade Hotel in New York as Mrs. Everett of Boston, and shot herself through the left ear. A quarter century on, her husband has joined her in the great hereafter. Eduardo Zarriga, born Edgar Hill, is dead at 62. And that's the way of the world, July 1922.
100 years from today, 100 years from today.
The 100 Years Ago Show is a production of Markstein Enterprises and Oak Hill Media. All rights reserved.